Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, it's Star Wars Day!
May the 4th be with you!
We have all our favorite Star Wars apps, plus that iOS control drone you've been looking for.
All that and Saturday Night Live on iPad Today. iPad Today is brought to you by Pro Flowers. Mother's Day is May 10th, and Pro Flowers has you covered. Get one dozen rainbow roses in a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping. Visit proflowers.com, click the microphone in the top right corner, and enter the code TWIT. And by Nature Box. Nature Box ships tasty, guilt-free snacks right to your door with over 100 flavors to choose from, like Asiago and Cheddar Cheese Crisp. You'll never get bored of snacking again. Try NatureBox at naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit. And by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. Hey, Megan Maroney.
Hello. How are you, Leo?
I am very well. It's iPad Today time.
It is iPad Today time.
And
it's
Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
Sounds like I have a list, but I don't.
Really, come on. That's the silliest excuse. But who needs an excuse to celebrate Star Wars?
No,
After all, especially now that all nine movies are out, all six movies. All six movies are out on digital, and of course, the new Star Wars episode 9, 7, 6 is, what is it? It's 7, right? Episode 7 will be out in the Christmas time.
Yes,
Christmas. We're all excited.
I saw the preview last night.
Yeah,
I was seeing Age of Ultron. You got to see it. I will not give you any.
Oh, you saw it in the theater.
Yeah, you got to see Avengers in the theater.
No, I was talking about
the
trailer.
Yes,
you saw in the theater.
The trailer I saw in the theater, and I've seen it 12 or 15 times, and so I was kind of whispering it to one of my boys, like, his sister has it too.
Are they excited?
Oh, yeah, they're excited.
They understand what a midichlorian is?
They don't. they were more excited about Avengers. I mean, Avengers is really their generation.
Yeah, isn't that funny? It really has changed, isn't it?
Yeah, but both great films. And I have always felt that Star Wars was like Apple. As Apple is to technology, Star Wars is to movies. I have always felt that.
Did you see the Avengers in 3D or 2D?
2D. I don't.
Better.
I don't like the 3D. I feel a little sick. I don't like the glasses. And
I like IMAX. And sometimes you have to see it in 3D if you're going to go to IMAX.
Right.
I would go see Star Wars in IMAX. That would be pretty cool, right?
That would be amazing.
Ships would be coming at you and all that stuff. It'd be so cool. J.J. Abrams would practically blind you with his, flashes of sun in your eye. And I can't wait. I'm excited.
I am excited.
So we're going to celebrate May the 4th. As we have never done before, to my knowledge.
Really?
With Star Wars apps. And you know what's amazing? If you search for Star Wars in the App Store, holy cow.
And they're also on sale in honor of May the 4th be with you.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
So
they are.
Some good deals on these.
Yes. Do you want to start with your favorite or shall I start with my
favorite? I've always liked Angry Birds.
Mm.
And one of the things I love about Angry Birds is that they have a variety of them. They're always free. It's, premium, you can buy a Golden Eagle or whatever. But you hear that? The Rovio folks spent some of their billions of dollars on the Star Wars stuff. So Angry Birds, look at that, carbonite reward. Ha! Ha! Start melting, watch ad to melt now, or pay money to melt now. That's how they make a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But they need money, because listen to the music, it costs money. This is Angry Birds Star Wars. You get the Naboo invasion. And it's, if you played Angry Birds, you know how this works. You're going to be shooting a bird at some bad piggies. I love it that the instructions are in comic book form. They always have been. The sound effects are great in this. There's the Golden Eagle. Fire him at a bird. Knock the bird. Oh, you get a little lightsaber in this one. That's cool, huh? There's the pig. All right. Let's fire that Golden Eagle. You've played this before. I shouldn't have to tell you. Oh, that's a pretty tough house. So ideally, I would have knocked that house over with the first bird, but apparently now I have to shoot a little bit higher. Oh, got him. Something simple about this game and satisfying, too.
Yeah.
And I do love the Star Wars tie-in. So this is free. Angry Birds, Star Wars. One lousy star. Oh, man.
Version 2.
Yeah. I'm going to try a little bit harder this time. I already got the coins, so I can just do that. Ka-chung.
Oh, nice one.
What? I've been robbed. All right, what do you got?
I have something that you've apparently shown on the show before, but before my time, the Star Wars Scene Maker.
This is great, and I think Huck and Milo would love this, because it lets you really make a movie with Star Wars characters.
Right, so you get here, you have all these cameras you can look at. Oops, there you go.
And they've improved this. Now you're in the, you're trying to modify, what was it Obi-Wan Kenobi was in there, and he was trying to turn off the tractor beam or something like that.
Whoa.
So you get all the characters. So, you pick your. You've never used this before.
No,
have you?
I have, Leo.
It's
you pick
hard.
Your characters.
It's very
I
hard.
Lots of Ewoks.
There are
I
no Ewoks in the Death
movie,
Star.
In my movie, there are Ewoks everywhere, and a lot of them.
Shocking.
And there also is C-3PO because I have always I've
no
always
no he was in the garbage compressor.
It's my movie. I always have I have strong feelings for C-3PO. I'm kind of the C-3PO of my family.
You are, aren't you?
Of this family, too.
Who is the R2-D2 in your family?
Always worried.
Oh, yeah,
that's a good question.
Translating into, you know, many languages.
Mm-hmm.
You do seem like kind of, like, you're the protocol robot for the Maroni family.
Right, and I always, or just this, any family. Like, I'm always just a little worried everything's going wrong. Are you sure?
You know? Is everything okay?
Yeah, so here's what all
you
the things you can do. You can give them
weapons. Forget your jacket. It could be cold. You're taking
an
umbrella.
Harm him, and you can record things he's going to say. Or,
it's
no,
really
actually,
fun.
Yeah, I say over there. All
it's for
the
kids because only kids have the.
Are you sure?
The patience to do all this stuff, but at the end you get a great little movie that you can bore your parents with. So that's cool.
And then so it goes. I didn't.
So have Huck and Milo played with this?
They have not played with it yet, but you know. It was funny because I think they're missing the concept of work because I was playing with these all weekend.
And they
you know, it's like,
playing.
I have to work. It's like this playing Star Wars games is not really work.
Exciting movie that you've made there. Go to scene two.
That's camera two.
Oh, camera two. So we can get a different view
right,
of
it. Right, but I didn't give him any actions. That was the problem, too.
He's just standing there saying something.
But you can make him flip or do slow-mo.
This seems to take a lot of patience, but I think a sixth, seventh, eighth grader thereabouts would have fun with this. They like making movies, YouTube movies. You know what else they like?
What else?
They like the Lego. Now, there's a new Lego Star Wars. The Lego Star Wars franchise has been around for a while. There's two of them now. And I like the Lego. Do your kids into the Lego movie? And
They are into the... I cried in the Lego movie. Did you?
I have not. But
I love
the
Lego
games.
Movie. I love Legos. I love everything about
so
Legos
we be
except
on the
stepping on them
light
in the
side,
middle of the night. Light side.
Dark
light side.
Light side. See? And, you know, John Williams probably makes a lot of money every time. Who should I be? Dun, 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 dun. I am a bad robot. So, I didn't read the instructions, so I'm not going to be good at this. I don't know what's going on. Oh, whoa, boom, boom, boom. Lightsaber me. Get that Wookiee. See? It's good to be on the dark side. Boom, 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 boom. Get those Ewoks. Yeah. Oh, doesn't this satisfy you? For those of you who felt that really in the movies it was unfair to the stormtroopers, they never hit anything. Now you can right that wrong with four, not one, not two, not three, but four lightsabers. Wielded by, I got to jump. Oh, almost didn't make that one. See, I had to hide behind the thing because the Wookiee was shooting at me. Isn't this fun?
It is, yeah.
Fun for all ages.
I'm impressed at how well you can play games while you're...
It's a genetic thing. You know, it's just when I was born...
She taught you how to play an iPad while you're...
She taught me how to
recording.
Use touch controls. Oh, watch this. Whoa! Don't fall in. Oh.
Congratulations, dark side.
Another victory.
What's that called? Lego?
For the dark side.
Lego Star Wars what? Is that one's not free.
Is it?
It is?
Don't know how they do it. It's pretty amazing.
I looked long and hard for a lightsaber app, and I could not find one that worked or that didn't have ads or that wasn't really buggy.
Oh, like that you could wave.
Yeah, like we could have a.
Remember that you had that on the iPhone? You would.
Right.
It was one of the first things on the iPhone.
Did you know? I was going to save this for later, but I can't. That the they used the sound of the lightsaber to decide what the feel would of the taptic engine on the Apple Watch
really?
Was. Yeah, it's like that sound is sort of like the same feel.
You fell for that?
It's true.
It's also made out of unobtainium.
The internet told me.
This amazing Apple's marketing. And believe me, we're doing iPad today. I have Macintoshes, Apples, iPhones, everything, even the Apple Watch, not just the cheap one either. A lot of people opted. They weren't all in. They said, I'm going to buy the sport model. Mm-hmm. No, I'm all in. I got the stainless steel, baby. But the so-called taptic engine based on the lightsaber.
It is. It's the sound that people like. It's the feel. They translate
it's a vibrator.
The sound
it's
to
like
the feel.
Anything else that vibrates.
It's the sound people like, too.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same. It's a very special sound.
It's based on the lightsaber.
All right. Star Wars pinball.
Love pinball.
In the chat room.
I think the iPad is
that it's easier to play.
Portrait mode.
Yeah,
because it's more like a real pinball.
I told them I wasn't going to, but... I am, of course, going to choose the light. Oh, wait. Light side. Single player.
You're such a goody two shoes.
And I am a goody two shoes and proud of it. So there's also music, I think. Okay.
I hope Lucas got paid a little extra for the vibration in the watch because it's based on the lightsaber. For crying out loud. Oh, what are we doing now?
We're playing.
Oh, I love it. See,
my connection?
I think pinball is more fun.
You can't hear? Oh, maybe my mute is on.
I hear it. Pinball is more fun.
It's funny how pinball just like
on an iPad.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's not physical. But it's kind of cool because you could do things that are, impossible in physics.
Right. Like there's, like the Death Star comes and flies through.
In my 70s days of playing
pinball, there wasn't that many. But
see, in my day, you made your own lightsaber.
Right. In my day, you made your own Apple Watch.
Yeah. And you were happy.
So there was a very long intro. Okay. So it's a lightsaber. What's the thing that dispenses the pinball called? What's that word?
The plunger. Pull the plunger back.
Is that really what it's called, a plunger?
Yeah. What else would you call it?
I don't know.
Ting, ting. See, look, there's some great effects and fun. Now, does it zoom in? Some of the pinball games will zoom in. You have the setting different. Some of the pinball games will zoom with the ball. That can make you nauseous.
I think it does zoom a little bit.
That's cool. I like the sound effects
everything. I love everything about it. I played for hours yesterday. That was when it was hard to explain to my family that this was work.
A pinball wizard you must be. Do not try. Plunge.
It's only plunge.
To me, you're right. They hit the ground near here. I want to check it out.
And so many Star Wars quotes that you love.
This is a money machine. I'm sorry that I think about this, but... Every sound makes money for George Lucas.
Right, and especially with dialogue that was, arguably not so good.
Right.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Okay, you continue. I'll keep playing.
I shall do another one.
Doesn't it just want to make you want to play? Like, you remember the pinball in your bones.
Here's a new one that came out just today. Star Wars Commander. I haven't played it yet. I haven't seen it. I think this is brand new. Star Wars Commander.
Ooh.
Han Solo. Princess
you're saying
Leia.
That was free too?
The mobile app contains in-app purchases. They cost real money. See that? They cost real money.
Real money, I know.
Kids.
I got that warning too.
Yeah, you have to tell kids because they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mercenary Decision, Chapter 1. After the destruction of the Imperial Death Star, the war between the Rebel Alliance and the Galactic Empire rages on. In the far reaches of the Outer Rim, a rugged band of mercenaries land on the desert planet of Tatooine to establish a new base of operations.
How come I'm already ahead in Star Wars Commander than you are?
Are you playing?
I think it's the same game, I played this one a little. I played a lot of games this weekend to pick my two favorites.
I guess it's not new, because I've played this before. Been a while since you've been on Tatooine with your old partner, Spooge. Or whatever his name was. Uh-huh. Call sign Darth Twit. I like that. Let's load. You sure you want...
I've played this before.
Apparently, I've played this before. Don't allow. I don't want notifications... All right, so that's one, and here's another one. I actually think I saved the best for last. I think Knights of the Old Republic is probably the best one. Again, I don't want notifications. And you could tell it's old because it's got the old LucasArts. This is the game logo, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the LucasArts Gaming. So this is a port of Coder, Knights of the Old Republic, to the iPad. But you haven't been around long enough to know, but my position on iPad games is I'm not crazy about ports like this because you have to use controls, you know, with your fingers, like, it, because they're trying to be, duplicate the PC or the console. So this is nice, but this is a pretty good one. I mean, if you want to play Knights of the Old Republic, you choose your class. There are different ones. You could be a scoundrel, a male scout, a male soldier, a female soldier, a female scout, or female. I want to be a female scoundrel.
Mm-hmm.
I like scoundrels. Okay. And then you can, you know, these are, if you've ever played these, I'll just take the quick character. Right. Quick character.
Would you prefer to play this game?
On the iPad. So my position is games like, the one I just showed, the Lego one, where it uses the natural swiping and touching of the iPad.
Yeah.
Actually, even the Lego one had controls, but it felt more natural. This, as you will see,
Yeah, the Scene Maker one that you showed, that one is, you know,
hard to use.
And swiping.
Yeah, but it's the natural.
Yeah.
All right, what do I want to look like? I thought I picked a quick. Oh, what's my name? Shab Khan. Okay, I'll take it. Let's play. So, you have a part. I mean, this is like a traditional adventure game.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're probably better off playing it on a console or a PC, but. If you want to play on your iPad, you know, it's kind of great for casual gaming.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun. So this is Knights of the Old Republic, and it's also free, although it does cost real money for the in-app purchases.
Well, Web8756 in the chat room asks, are there controls on the iPad to prevent purchases? Parental controls.
Yes, there are.
Of course. And you get that through the settings of parental controls or through the app store?
In the parental controls you can do it. We've been ambushed by who are you? Who are you? I'm Trask Ulgo, ensign with the Republic fleet. All right, hurry up. All right, okay, who's... why do I have... I could do without all this. Okay, let's go help Bastila. I want to shoot something.
Of course you do.
Look around, find your footlocker, retrieve your... I remember this. Ay, ay, ay. Apparently I don't have any pants. Quick, find your pants. Where are they? Stop looking at me. My eyes are up here, buddy. All right, let's open that up. Footlocker. Get those items. Okay, I got 50 points just for getting the footlocker. Now, where do I go? To the door.
Come on, we have to hurry.
All right, I know, I'm trying. Anyway, Coder. Knights of the Old Republic.
If you want to require a password for purchases.
And please, parents, do this.
Do this, yeah. All of the parental settings are under restrictions in your settings, general. And then enable restrictions, and then you set a passcode for that, and then I'm going to cancel that. And it's down here for in-app purchases. You can require a password for that.
Do turn that on.
Require a password for purchases.
So special prices, though, even in in-app purchases, because it's Star Wars Day, if you go to your store, you'll see their in-app purchases special prices for the Scene Maker, the Star Wars Rebels, the Pinball, the Card Trader. We didn't talk about that. In-app purchase bonuses for Star Wars Commander and Galactic Defender. And Knights of the Old Republic for a limited time, just $3.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like that game and you want to play it, this is a time to do it. Star Wars Day, may the 4th be with you.
Yes, and also, this isn't really an app, but if you want a Star Wars soundtrack for your day, which I do, there's Star Wars Channel on Pandora. I'm in the middle of trying to figure out, I still pay for Pandora, I'm waiting for the new Beats. So I'm using the Amazon Prime Music, which is free. So I made a playlist with all of the songs. And this is, if you're an Amazon Prime member, all of these songs.
Do they have the Cantina Band?
They do, right there.
That's my favorite. Let's all sing along.
Wait, I pressed the wrong thing. I pressed the main title.
I want Cantina Band.
I know, you did.
Okay. See, even my day, we made all the music ourselves with our mouth.
We did. We did back in your day.
Look, Greedo, he's over there in the corner. He doesn't even have bullets in his gun. He can't shoot.
Is this where, I love that. This is the introduction of Jabba the Hutt, right? Is that
no.
what it was? No.
Oh, dear.
He wasn't in the cantina? He was later in the cantina?
It was three movies later.
I think that's what I just remember from being a child. I wasn't
there was
old
no
enough
job
to go
the,
to the movies
the cantina
in the first one.
Did have some creepy things in there.
Yeah.
The weirdest one was an astronaut.
What was the rest? Where was Jabba?
Like, he didn't even take off his
called?
Suit. He was just, huh?
Where was Jabba the Hutt's bar called?
Oh yeah, actually, you know, Jabba the Hutt was Jabba the Hutt. Where was he? Was he outside? No, that was later.
Jabba the Hutt scared me a lot.
It's not the Hutt you're looking for.
No. All right. So. Who is iPad? Did you have one other thing to say? Did you have any
nothing
other?
Nothing to say.
So, yeah, listen to May the Fourth be with you.
Say.
Listen to the music. Play the apps.
Nothing
I'm looking
to
all
say.
Around. The Force is not with me today.
Force.
But now,
you know what is with you? And I'm going to give you some nice flowers. Now, you're a mom.
I am a mom.
So I presume the children, very interesting, the children will be celebrating Mother's Day by getting you a gift of some kind.
Yes, I have told them exactly
and
what
then
I wanted.
Your mom is in town, so you have to do it.
Yes, I already ordered my mom's gift.
Did you get some pro flowers?
I did. Oh, shh. Don't, I hope she's not watching.
Oh, ixnay on the hour flame.
This might
is kind of
have
fun. Lisa loves these. These are palm trees. So this is a plant, not a flower, but ProFlowers has all sorts of gifts for your mom, your wife if she's a mom, even if she's not a mom. And you don't have to be panicky about Mother's Day. I know I always get, you know, I always, like the Friday before, go, oh, shoot. Well, this time I set my ProFlowers already. And even if you have delayed, it's not too late. Sunday is Mother's Day, but ProFlowers is going to make it possible for your mother to have the best day ever. You choose the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. And if you get there right now, I think you have till Friday, actually. But I shouldn't have said that. Don't put it off. Do it right now. You can get an incredible, beautiful one dozen rainbow roses in a free glass vase for only $19.99 plus shipping. Flowers are guaranteed to be fresh and beautiful and to last at least 7 days after you receive them. They're so beautiful. Look at the website and browse through it. If you go to proflowers.com, you can browse through their website, find all sorts of stuff. I'll give you a pro tip. It's mom expects the flowers on Sunday. But if you do, ProFlowers lets you do two or three different things. Mm. So last year, what I did with ProFlowers is I got the flowers, but I also got chocolate-covered strawberries. And those came Saturday, and then she got the flowers on Sunday. Is that awesome?
That is awesome.
Is that awesome? Mm-hmm. She was doubly impressed. ProFlowers.com. Use the offer code TWIT. Or click the blue microphone in the upper right-hand corner. That's probably the best thing to do. And then TWIT right there, see? And you have till Friday, if you really want to be one of those last-minute Leos, to take advantage of this special offer. Do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though if you wait till Friday, you can get guaranteed delivery by Mother's Day. That's proflowers.com. Click the microphone on the right. Use the offer code TWIT. And somebody's saying you should also call mom. Absolutely. This does not let you off the hook there.
Mm-hmm.
You must still call her.
Right. And last week we talked about how you can now make voice and video calls through Facebook. So if you are friends with your mom on Facebook.
You know how I talk to my mom exclusively FaceTime? Because she has an iPhone, she has a 6 Plus, and she has an iPad. And so what I'll do is I'll message her and say, ready for FaceTime? Because she has to say, oh, she says, give me a minute to put on my face. And then she goes and she gets headphones on because she's a little hard of hearing. Mm-hmm. Plugs in the headphones and I'll say it's a sunny day here and she'll show me the snow in Rhode Island and I'll show her the sunny day. And it's a wonderful FaceTime. It's great for that kind of thing.
Yeah. If she doesn't have an iPad or an iPhone.
Facebook works. Skype works. There are lots of ways to do it. I set her up for Skype. But she's on iPhone and iPad user. So FaceTime was so easy for her.
Right.
So it's just, and she loves it. She can't quite figure out. Like, she says, well, like, I'm only seeing is her forehead. And I'll say, Mom, can you, she says, what, can you point it up so I can see you? She says, how do I know what you're seeing? I say, see that little postage stamp? That's what I'm seeing. Oh. And then she'll emerge like that. It's so cute. And then she's showing me stuff. Like she wants to show me. She makes these little knitted things. Little people. Little knitted people.
Oh, she does?
Actually, her new thing, and you would love this. She's knitting bunnies.
Aww.
So cute. I said, Mom, you could sell those on Etsy for a lot of money. She said, it takes me all day to make these. I don't think I could get enough money. So I'm just going to make them and not sell them. but she's trying to show me. So she takes the iPad, turns it around. I don't know what you're seeing right now. So I have to say, Mom, turn it back to me. Okay. Now, there's that button. See that button? To flip, use the back camera. Ooh. And then she can do it. Mm. It's fun. It really, what a blessing. Because I can't get out to Rhode Island very much. She can't travel anymore. That I can FaceTime her is so great. It reminds me I should do that right after.
You should. Every day.
Sure. I can't,
Every day,
Mom.
Is Mother's Day.
I can't. I'm doing, in fact, you're going to do it with me, too, I hope. And ask me anything on Reddit later today. Mm-hmm. If you're a Redditor.
Ask. We're doing a...
Chief Twit. I'm
AUA.
Chief Twit. It's going to be on the new screensavers, but it can be anything. But in particular, we want to talk about the new screensavers and the show we're doing. And Megan will be there as well. In fact, I'm going to get most of the team from the new screensavers there.
Awesome.
Starts 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time, May the 4th. But you know what? Even if you see this later, you maybe not ask a question because we'll be done. But you can read all the answers.
Mm-hmm. So I have some more May the 4th news.
Oh, boy.
And then some more just regular iOS news,
okay.
iPad news. So the BB-8, you familiar with the new droid, BB-8?
I am so excited about the new droid.
Made out of a Sphero, which you have showed before. It's an iOS-controlled toy.
Yeah, I think we might have some in the basement.
Really?
Yeah, the idea is just a little ball. And then you can use your iPhone or iPad. They've shown this, started a few years ago. And you would steer it around. Mm-hmm. So the ball somehow could motivate itself by shifting its weight, I guess. So it would roll around. So they had games and stuff. And it was kind of like, But then they made a deal with Disney, right? With J.J. Abrams for the new Star Wars. And it's the new robot.
So there's going to be a new toy. It's coming out. I've already put my email address.
Me too.
Go to Sphero, you can enter your email address for updates.
Sphero.
That's right. That is the droid that you're looking for. You can also make your own BB-8 at home. I've seen lots of links to that. We have one in... from 9 to 5 Mac that shows you how to...
Father Robert's going to do it.
He is.
He said, because it's really not that hard. But what's interesting, so if you see the video for BB-8, the new robot for Star Wars, there's a ball that rolls around, and on top of it, there's an R2-D2-style head that turns around. There it is.
Yep.
But the thing is, the ball is actually, it turns out, not attached to the head because you need the ball to be able to roll independently. Uh-huh. But you also wouldn't want the head, like when you roll, to go clonk into the ground. So there's a rod in the ball... that holds the head in place magnetically. See that?
Mm-hmm.
So that means the ball can roll completely independently, and then the Sphero controls where the head is using that magnetic rod. So it's really just a Sphero with a magnetically attached head. Such a great idea for a robot, don't you think? They should make that robot.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to learning what BB-8's personality is like.
It's going to have a personality, sure.
The arguments with R2-D2.
And I think Father Robert's going to do one.
Well,
for know-how.
Great. I also found a link of a BB-8 in space gray color. Mm-hmm.
A BB-8 in space gray. Well, let me see. What does it look like?
You got it, Zach?
It's a titanium?
BB-8 in space gray. And there's also one in gold.
It looks like R2-D. Oh, that's kind of pretty.
Yeah. I think there might be one in gold.
A little less Baroque than the... In fact, Robert was saying, we can make the BB-8, but we don't have the skills to paint it to look like that.
Well, maybe we should make it in space.
Space gray
not your favorite color, or is gold your favorite color?
If I get a MacBook, I'm going to get the gold one.
The gold.
Yeah.
I think there might be a gold one go further down there, but...
Ooh.
That would be your look with a hologram in the center.
Ooh. That's the $17,000 version.
Mm-hmm.
Little
expensive.
Yeah,
these are just the artist's rendering.
Yeah.
You can't really buy these.
So cool.
The other big connection is, at the Star Wars event in Anaheim, J.J. Abrams was wearing an Apple Watch. That was before they came out.
Before he was one of the early guys.
And his band is navy blue.
They don't make one
like
that.
They don't make them one like that.
Well, a lot of the people who got the early versions got special bands. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a gold link band that
Beyonce
was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Apple, Apple's...
That's the one I want.
You want navy?
I don't know why they wouldn't make a navy. All the colors are very pastelish.
They'll make that.
I want that one.
They'll make that. They can't release everything all at once. Well, because then they don't have anything to talk about the next time.
So some news. We can start with some Apple Watch news, which has been interesting. There's the whole tattoo gate.
We should talk, first of all, about this show, iPad Today. We have decided, actually, this is your idea.
Cancel it. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's over. No, well, in a way it is because we're going to rebrand it iOS Today. Because what has happened, as you probably noticed this, is that we think, we can't talk about the iPhone, can't talk about the iWatch or the Apple Watch. We could talk about the iPad. And the thing is, it's all an ecosystem now. So we really want to be able to talk about all three things. So we're going to take the show and make it iOS today so that we can talk about watches and phones in conjunction with iPads because they all work together.
Right.
So that's going to take, you know, it's not a big deal. We just got to get new artwork and that kind of thing. So the next few, you'll be the same feed. If you subscribe to the show, it's going to continue. You'll just notice it's going to be now iOS today instead of iPad today. And thank you, Megan. I think that was a very good idea.
Yes. Well, I mean, I love the iPad, but it's, you know, I love all of
them. You can't talk about it in a vacuum.
Yes, I think. I mean, most people, I mean, I know everyone that has an iPad doesn't also have an iPhone. But I just thought there would be more to talk about.
Yeah.
And with, especially with the watch coming
and
out. So.
The other thing Megan said is, I don't want to sit in these dumb chairs anymore.
I didn't say that. I didn't call them dumb.
They're not dumb.
It looks like we should be relaxing.
They're not. They don't facilitate. You have to sit, like, kind of on the edge of your seat to really make them work.
Mm-hmm. So I'm finally comfortable here, and I say, let's make some changes.
Yeah.
Let's
you
do
got
this
settled
thing.
In.
No
well,
more
now that,
howling.
Now that that Sarah Lane is gone, we can do something else. No, I think it's appropriate. You want to make this show your own. It's your show. And I think these are actually very good ideas. So we'll it'll look a little different, and it'll cover. So let's start right now by talking about the watch.
Yes. Yeah, well, there's some controversy. You know, it wouldn't be an Apple product without the controversy.
You need tats.
Yeah, it doesn't work if you have the dark skin tattoos.
You know who discovered that? Serenity Caldwell at Amore.
Yes, I know. And then it got picked up everywhere.
I know. Good for you, Serenity, except they didn't give you credit. She's in roller derby, so she had ample opportunity to test it on. If you're sleeved, it just a little tattoo like the one I have isn't going to make a big difference, especially since I don't wear this on my butt. But if you're sleeved here and you have dark, particularly dark ink, right?
Yes.
The watch isn't going to be able to measure your heart rate very well because the way the watch works is it's very interesting. There's two different heart rate sensors in the back of the watch. One of them shines a green light into your skin and actually measures blood flow. But in order to do that, of course, your skin has the green light has to go through your skin.
Right.
Turns out darker tattoos especially impede it.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
Yeah.
I'm thinking somebody with a sleeve doesn't really care what his or her heart rate is. It's like, well, I don't need to know that.
Well, so what are they doing with people that have, then can you return it? Apple Care will pay to have your tattoo removed?
I don't know. It's like, do you think Apple, it's not they, it was a cover up.
Yeah.
They didn't say, oh, don't mention the fact that it won't work with tats.
Right.
I think they just didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sleeved, you're still going to use the Apple Watch in every respect, but you may even be able to use the heart rate. It just may not be as accurate.
I like how you say sleeve, if you're sleeved.
If you're sleeved.
Yeah.
Well,
you really know the.
I'm part of that community.
You are. That's true. You do
I'm
have
part
a tattoo,
of the tattoo
on your butt that you did for the kids.
Community.
Mm-hmm.
You have no tattoos?
I have no tattoos.
You know,
yet.
For years this show has been hosted by people with tattoos.
Oh. Sarah had tattoos?
Yeah.
Oh.
She has bed headboard tattooed on her back. Actually, it's her sun sign.
Her sun sign.
But she said, unfortunately, it looks like the headboard of a bed. It doesn't look like my sun sign. So that can happen.
Yes. The other news is there's the delay in shipping because of a faulty part in the Taptic engine. Do we need to talk about that?
Well, there were two suppliers for the Taptic engine, which I still maintain is a vibration just like you have in your phone. It's a it doesn't feel like a lightsaber. It's a maybe that's cuz I misunderstood. They call it the Taptic. It was like somebody would be tapping on your wrist and part of the pitch was nobody will be able to hear it. But when my watch buzzes, you can hear it. It's like any other, you know, vibratory mechanism on a device. It's using the same kind of they do a little shaker in there that shakes and that they do it fast enough it buzzes. I don't get that it's particularly different. Maybe it's a little bit quieter. In any event, apparently there were two suppliers. One had a lot of bad ones. But don't fear, you're not going to have that problem because Apple caught it. They never shipped those. Anybody who has an Apple Watch has it from the good, I think it was a Japanese manufacturer. So you don't have to worry about it. It's going to be fine. And that's Apple's explanation for why some of the shipping dates were pushed back. Having said that, I've talked to a lot of people, and I'm included, that got their watch early.
Yeah.
So this wasn't supposed to come to later this month, because I got in at 12:10, 10 minutes after midnight.
But you got it.
But I got it. Came a couple of weeks early, 3 weeks early. So, and I've talked to other people who were surprised. Callie Lewis, Gloria Patricia, got her watch. She wasn't ready. And she said, well, I'm not ready.
I'm going to be prepared then.
Did you order one?
Yes.
Sport.
Black sport band.
But you wanted
black.
Navy.
I want navy, yeah. but I will deal with black. And yeah, yeah. May is the shipping. Yeah. So I also ordered a Pebble. So I'm looking forward to comparing the two.
Very good.
Wearing both at once. I have also with my Timex.
I have many other watches. I'm not going to wear them all. We had Jason Calacanis on Twit yesterday. He had two. And I think wears them all the time. He had a Basis watch in one hand and an Apple watch in the other hand. I'm getting the new LG Urbane, which is a good-looking watch. It's an Android Wear watch. It's the first Android Wear watch to do Wi-Fi, much like the Apple Watch does. And that's coming on Wednesday. So don't be surprised if I have two.
You'll wear them on different wrists.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'll wear it all the way up my... That'd be actually a funny tattoo to get.
Yeah.
Like just watches going up your sleeve.
That would be cool. Have you heard this news? This just came out today. VentureBeat's reporting that Android games will make more money than iOS games by 2018, thanks to China.
By 2018. That's kind of counting on the future.
It is. But China's a big market.
China has actually changed the equation because so many Android phones are sold in China. So many iPhones are sold. But in fact, I think this year already... The App Store, Android App Store, is making more gross money than the Apple store, and that's primarily because of the growth of the China market. Mm-hmm. But that's still the growth of the China market's helped Apple 33% improvement in revenue, and that's thanks to China and the Chinese New Year. That was this quarter.
Oh,
last quarter.
Yeah, this is according to a report from the advisory firm DigiCapital. DigiCapital. So not my own reporting.
That's kind of a weak prediction. By 2018.
That's what that said,
What year is it now? That's 3 years.
2015.
From now.
I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it, right?
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they will fall in love. That's my prediction. You could print that.
Print it.
Yep.
Print it.
Yep.
That is all the news, I believe, that is fit to print.
Fit to print?
All the news that
well,
is fit to print.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Come back. We've got some questions. We've got our app caps. But first, a word from... We got snacks. Nature Box. I love nature. I get tweets all the time now. I got a tweet yesterday. A guy said, just got my nature box. You didn't tell me how great these are. I did. It's just, I think nobody believes
Maybe
me.
Maybe the particular thing.
When like I say, they're just fabulous.
Coffee kettle corn.
Shh. Did you see that? I was hiding that from you. Dang it. So nature box, the idea of nature box is these are snacks delivered to your door. You can subscribe to come every month. And they're delicious snacks. There are more than 100 if you go to this website, naturebox.com. /twit. You can see there are sweet, they're savory, they're spicy. But one thing all Nature Box snacks have in common, they're nutritionist approved. No high fructose corn syrup. You will be glad to give these to your kids. No artificial flavors, colors, no sweetener, artificial sweeteners, no trans fats. This is non-GMO popcorn, brown sugar, sugar, clarified butter, a little water, a little coffee, a little sea salt, some cocoa, a little baking soda. It's simple. It's the real deal. I'm going to open these and not give them to Megan. People around here are hooked. We go through quite a bit of Nature Box.
The white truffle I also... Debbie
white
saved,
truffle?
That's right there. She saved it for me. White truffle popcorn.
Holy cow. I've never even heard of that one.
I ate the whole bag in one sitting. I'm not afraid to admit that.
Well, it's nice because these bags are resealable. Actually, this one's not. You better eat it all.
No, someone else should get the pleasure. I feel.
How about Patriotic Power Mix? Oh, I'm sorry. Probiotic Power Mix.
Ooh.
So, wow. Fruit and nut mix. And this will help your digestion.
Excellent.
It's probiot. Of course, this is a longstanding favorite. Lisa and I love the Big Island pineapple. You know what's in that? Pineapple. That's all. Now, here's the deal. We've got a free trial for you. If you go to naturebox.com/twit, we'll send you a little mini box. You just pay $2 for shipping. Great way to taste the snacks, to see what they've got. Then pick the various other snack flavors for your delivery. They all taste amazing, and they're so good. Jalapeno, white cheddar popcorn, carrot, strawberry, fruit chews, sea salt pop-pops.
Oh, I love the pop-pops, too.
What is a pop? I have some pop-pops here. What are pop-pops?
They're like the best part of the popcorn. They're like almost not all the way popped part.
The kernel thing.
And they come in all those flavors, too.
I might have this white truffle.
You should try it. It tastes like you're in a fancy restaurant eating popcorn.
Naturebox.com/twit, your free trial. Oh, my gosh. Not everybody likes truffles.
No.
So that's why it's great you go and order what you want. But if you like truffles...
Right. You don't have to get them if you don't like them.
I feel like one of those little truffle pigs. Naturebox.com/twit.
All right. So should we read some email?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
You better do it, though, because my mouth is full.
Well, I got a lot of mail saying that people want to hear more about the Apple Watch. So I'm glad that we are evolving the
show. I think it's sensible. It's very hard to in fact, it's always been a little frustration that we can't talk about the iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, we'll still have, by the way, should make that clear, you're still going to do i5 for the iPhone.
Yes, that's just a shorter, you know, if you only have 10 minutes. And,
5 apps, 10 minutes.
It's for the short commute.
You know what it is? It's analogous to what we do right now with Android. We have All About Android. Jason hosts that. And that's a long-form show all about the Android ecosystem. And then we have the Android App Arena, which is just the top apps. Mm-hmm. We're going to do the same thing. iOS ecosystem for this show, top apps for i5 for the iPhone. So both shows will continue.
Yes. Yes. And Gage sent us an email. Gage Robinson said, I would love to hear more about the Apple Watch. I have a question from Richard.
All right.
He says, I paid for 20 gigs of iCloud storage.
Yes.
I was one of the many that was tired of getting the iCloud storage is almost full notification,
yeah,
and the 99 cents a month it costs isn't a huge deal. Now I record a lot of videos on my iPhone, which I try to quickly upload to YouTube and then delete from my phone and then from the recently deleted folder. So he deletes them. As far as I can tell, these videos are nowhere to be found on my iCloud, yet it is saying that I have 2,000 photos that are taking up 16.9 gigabytes. Obviously, there has to be some hidden videos in there somewhere.
Buy more.
Is there any way I can see?
Well, here's what happened. No. So here's what... Well, yeah, you can. Actually, you can go to iCloud.com and you can see what is stored in the iCloud. That's the web interface. But here's what's happening, and this is kind of the new thing. And if you're using iOS 8 or later, you have photos now, right? Mm-hmm. If you're using Yosemite 10.10.3, the current version just came out, you're using photos on Yosemite. And both are using the new iCloud Drive. And that's what's starting to fill up your device. If I open photos here, it's kind of what people want, but it's not clear that it's happening. And you actually have to go into your settings to really understand what's going on here. All your photos are now stored in the cloud. The originals are stored in iCloud. But they understand that you will not have as much storage on your iPhone and your tablet. So what they'll do is they'll copy versions. In fact, I'll have to go to the settings to show you this. But they'll copy versions that are size appropriate for the device you're using. Now, you don't have to use this, but you probably will want to if you're using photos. And what you can see here is you'll turn on iCloud Photo Library. If you turn that off, by the way, all of that 16 gigs will get become available. Mm-hmm. But you don't want that probably because it's backing up all your photos. Mm-hmm. Here's the key. Optimize iPad storage. And you'll see that this may be why you're confused, because it's not using 16 gigs on your iPad. What it does is unless you say download and keep originals, which is how you would keep the originals on your phone, if your iPad is low on space, full resolution photos and videos are automatically replaced with optimized versions. You can read the fine print here. Mm-hmm. Full resolution versions continue to be stored in iCloud. So I think that's the source of confusion. It may, in fact, not be video. It just may be that because it's the full resolution photos, those 2,000 photos are filling up that much space. That seems like an awful lot of space,
yeah,
but that may be. If you don't want to do that, you can, of course, turn it off, not use the iCloud Photo Library. But if you're using Yosemite 10.10.3 and you're using iOS 8 or later, you're probably going to be using this. This is kind of the future of sharing. And it makes sense on a mobile device because you can still have all your images. It just has little thumbnails that are fine for this screen.
Right.
But not the full version. So I think that's probably where the source of confusion comes from.
Because he deleted them from his phone and then from his recently
deleted. But it's in the cloud.
Yeah.
Right?
So you have to go to iCloud, do you think, and delete them?
If you go to no. He deleted them. His idea was, I'm going to make these, upload them, and delete them because I don't want to waste space on my limited storage
right.
in iCloud. It probably isn't there, but you could go and look at iCloud.com, and you could see what's there.
Right.
I don't think if you delete those videos, you'd even say, if you delete this, you're going to delete it everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say yes. So that's, unless there's something gone wrong, it's possible. Those are deleted. It's just that those 2,000 photos, that's full quality mm-hmm. up there on iCloud. That's why it takes so much space.
All right. Let's see. John Zimmerman says he has new ideas for the show. Since Apple Watch is here, you could come up with a new program.
John?
On the watch and the iPhone together.
All you have to do is ask.
Yes. Yeah. And
so we're going to both have Apple Watches. When does yours come?
Well, mine is supposed to come in May, but I did order the black with the black band, the black sport.
The blacks are taking a little longer,
they
aren't they?
But Lisa just offered to give me hers. And
what?
So,
so now when I send her my heartbeat, well, you're going to get it?
Well, you can stop doing that until mine comes.
I think both Lisa and I are in the jury's still out group. I've worn smartwatches since they started with the Pebble. I was a Pebble, you know, Kickstarter
Where's
support.
Where's your Pebble now?
Chad Johnson.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. And well, I, you know, I do that with my technology. Mm-hmm. It gets handed me down often. Mm-hmm. And I've had a few Moto Android Wear watches like the Moto 360. And I like smartwatches, but I think they're of limited appeal. I don't think everybody who thinks they want one may really want one because it's so small. It isn't, you know, the phone is still going to be your go-to, I think, your go-to resource. And so this is just kind of like an extra screen, and not everybody's going to want to wear a thing on their wrist. I'm suspecting Lisa, who likes wearing bracelets, doesn't want to add one more thing to her, you know, slimline wrist.
Well, she also has the company to look out for. She knows that I'm reporting.
She's looking out for you.
Yes, I need to be on the cutting edge of technology.
Yeah. I think she's just tired of me sending her pictures.
But I did do the i5 for the iPhone on Wednesday. It's all about the Apple Watch.
Good.
She let me borrow her watch. And I mean, just from what I was using it.
I'm going to send her my, you can see
I like it.
I'm going to send her my heartbeat. See? Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, send boom, them boom, all now.
Boom, boom. So you mean the next time I do this, it's going to you?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know that I really feel safe bringing it home.
Why, the boys will swallow it?
Yes. Not, no, I don't know.
I want you to have one because then I could send you pictures too.
Right. But I am excited. Hopefully it will come soon. And I like it so far. And I also think, like, you know, it's totally personal. I think some people love it and some people don't. And
I like
really
it. I don't
decision.
Dislike it, but I think you're exactly right. It's not unnecessary. Like, everybody has to have a smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. And I think everyone will have a watch.
You
think? I do think it's the future.
Well, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Apple's counting on that. They would love to sell as many Apple Watches as they've sold iPhones. That would be massive.
Yes. I mean, and I did all that thing like, oh, I don't need email. Like, I remember in, you know, 1996, like, I'll never have an email address.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, you just, it becomes what I said the same thing about the smartphone.
That's a good point. Maybe I'm just, you know, I'm one of those people. I just, I'm a slow adopter.
It does take some time, and yeah, I don't know. I think you have so much technology that, you know, you have those other smartwatches.
Yeah, and I like the other ones, so.
Yeah.
But we did do one thing yesterday on Twit because we had three people in studio with Apple Watches. I've wondered, and I've heard that Mickey, that, you know, the toe-tap and Mickey watch face, that, can you show that? That the toe taps, if you have three or four watches, will tap in synchronization. Like, it'll all be the same. And I can now confirm that that is, in fact, the case. Mickey taps his toe. It's synchronized. I'm going to have to make a Vine or something so people, because I don't think they believe me.
I believe you. I'm sure it's already out there.
I don't know. You know, I would be hard. If somebody said, we're going to take away your watch, I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't think it's for everybody.
Right. So we want to hear from you. You can write to us at iPadToday@twit.tv. We're not going to change the email address for now. We'll probably forward it if we do change it. You can leave us a voicemail. It's 757-504-iPad. And I love to listen to those, and we can play those on the show. You can also send us a video, upload it to YouTube. You can send us messages on Twitter, and you can tag us. We'll see them there. Any comments you have, any feedback? Do you love the idea of an iOS show? Do you have a better title, perhaps? Leo is not looking for a better title.
No, I like iOS today. You don't like that?
I'm not sure if everyone knows what iOS is.
Oh, everybody who watches us knows.
Right, but maybe we want to have some people that don't know what it is.
No new users. And just somebody wants to know, i5 for the iPhone. Are you going to make that i5 for the iOS?
I think it'll mostly still be for the iPhone, but maybe one tip a week, one of the five.
I think there's no reason you shouldn't include everything, right?
But anybody who doesn't have an Apple Watch, is not getting one, and knows they don't want one, you can still watch the show.
Yeah, mostly iPhone.
And still enjoy it. And if you don't know what iOS is, you can also watch the show.
Yeah. Our show today, by the way, brought to you by a company that's going to help you pay for your new stuff, your new iPhone, iPad, your new. I'm excited, by the way, that the rumors are getting, the drumbeat is getting stronger on the iPad Pro. I think we're going to see it in October when they announce the new iPads. 12.9 inches. Ming-Chi Kuo, or one of the analysts that knows this stuff, 12.9 inches, fingerprint reader, pressure sensitive, force touch, also pressure sensitive, with optional stylus. All of this seems to be coming true. I'm very excited.
I'm excited too. And you know what then will be where the everyone's old iPads will be?
Gazelle.com.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, here's the deal. You want to know what it's worth right now. Nothing goes up in value in this business. Unless it's an Apple One signed by Woz, then it might go up in value. But your old iPhone, your iPad, your Samsung, your BlackBerry, your LG, all of those, they're going down in value every day. So you should go right now to gazelle.com and get a quote, because that quote's locked in for 30 days. That means you have 30 days to decide, do I really want to sell it, to get the new thing, to transfer the data over, and then send it to Gazelle. And there are a couple of things you should know. They do buy broken iPhones and iPads. That's okay. They won't give you the best, you know, they won't give you as much money for it, but you can sell it to them. They also will, if you forget, I mean, I encourage you to delete your data before you send it in, but if you don't or you can't, they will. They also are selling great products. So the best stuff they get, they sell in their Gazelle Certified Pre-Owned Program. There's two quality in the program. You can get certified like new, that's self-explanatory, and certified good. Those may show some gentle signs of wear, but in both cases, all the devices they sell have been put through a rigorous 30-point inspection, so they are fully functional, and of course, you have a 30-day risk-free return. Gazelle.com. They now, not only do they buy all your old gadgets, they will sell the best gadgets, including a Samsung and Apple phones and so forth. So that is a great deal. Trade in or buy certified, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. What's your iPhone worth? Take a minute and find out at gazelle.com. I think we should put on some funny hats.
I think we should, too. But someone in the chat room just reminded me, and I was thinking when you were talking about the Android phones, also, do you want to do it with hats on? No,
yeah.
Let's
what?
Wait for the app cap. We didn't talk about builds, about Microsoft Build, and what they said about
iOS. Oh, that should have been
iOS
in the news, too.
Apps, yes.
I don't know how important this is going to be. It's more for Windows Phone folks. That they're going to make it easier for folks who've developed Android and iOS apps to take their apps to Windows Phone. Not automatic. You'll still have to, as a developer, go through it. But they have had the folks at Candy Crush Saga have taken their iOS version, and they say it was quite easy, made it available. So now it's available on Windows Phone. That's good news. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Cut the Rope 2. So and certainly games, that'll be an easier thing because there isn't any kind of – there's no menus. There's no kind of native UI stuff. So I think that's good news, not so much for iPhone folks, but very good news for Windows Phone users who have been kind of left out in the cold.
Right, or for app developers. If there are app developers that watch the show, that would be, you probably
already
know.
Yeah, it opens a new market for you, right?
For you.
All
right.
It was an interesting tidbit. There you go. You're wearing an Imperial Stormtrooper cap.
And oh, my goodness, look at
you. I am R2-D2.
Oh, that is the best hat. Yeah, I like my Imperial Stormtrooper
hat. I like yours, too.
I like to wear my hat at a jaunty angle always.
You are jaunty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out where this just rotates, doesn't
it? That is awesome. Did someone knit that for you?
Yeah.
It's really
somebody
great.
Whose name shall remain unknown for the all eternity.
That is the best.
Because she didn't put. Wait a minute. Here it is.
Seen.
An original. Oh, this is from the from Kat of Let's Knit Together.
Oh.
So she does a podcast called Let's Knit Together. Let'sknittogether.com. She made me a Jane hat from Serenity. You know, that
Firefly. Mm-hmm.
And then she made me this R2-D2 cap.
Mm-hmm. That is great.
And I think, yes, that's right, R2. And I think if I am your father, and I think if you go to Let's Knit Together, you can, the pattern's there and you can make it yourself.
That's great. I love
Thank you, Kat.
All right, so should I do my app cap first?
Please.
Okay.
You always ask me that.
I know.
Ladies first
okay,
in this
ladies
show.
Ladies first, got it. Okay, so you know Kickstarter. Obviously.
Stormtroopers first.
Mine is not Star Wars related. I already used up all my Star Wars. Kickstarter
Me too.
Is,
I'm done.
You know, an excellent place if you've got a project, if you've got anything, a device, anything, a restaurant, food, whatever, and you're working on it and you want to, you know, crowdsource the funding for it, it's a great place. There are others also. But that's how I got my Pebble Time Watch. They were a Kickstarter
campaign. Yep, they were
Kickstarter,
me too.
Speaking of Legos, I just contributed to a light-up Lego brick campaign. I'm very excited.
Nice.
So they've had an app for a while, but they just updated it and they added Apple Pay so that there's no more. There's, you know, I can just
Apple Pay
everything.
On Kickstarter?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's bad for me.
It is, I know. It isn't good. But it is good because you're supporting, you know, those small people.
Yeah, there's a few things I bought on Kickstarter I never got.
Really?
It's important to know that it's not a store, that there's no guarantee that product will actually ship.
But you paid for it?
Yeah.
What?
Didn't know that?
Pollyanna of Kickstarter.
You're putting money in to support their development, but there's no guarantee that you will ever get a product or that you will get your money back. You're donating to the cause. You didn't know that? See, this is what bugs me about Kickstarter. I think you're not alone. I think a lot of people think Kickstarter is a store for something that will be made if they raise enough money, and that's not so.
But then they take your money even if it's not going to... Even if you sign up for... you can sign up just to support it, and you're not saying that you're going to... You're talking about, I paid for these light-up bricks that you're going to say...
They may keep your money and not send you a brick. I've certainly had that happen to me.
Good thing it was your money I spent.
Now, good Kickstarter campaign will send its money back, and frequently they do send money back if they don't deliver. But a lot of times they spend that money in development, and they don't get to the point where they can actually ship a product. Mm-hmm. The money's gone, and you still don't get a product. And that's... Read the... At the bottom, it says the risks.
I don't read that stuff. What? Jeffrey Needles did a Kickstarter campaign that sent him marshmallows, and he gave one to me, and it was delicious. It was the most delicious Kickstarter campaign I've ever...
We should be clear. It wasn't his campaign. He gave money to a company that wanted to sell him $25 for, like, 3 marshmallows.
It was a delicious marshmallow.
It better be the best marshmallow ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I should be the naive reporter then. Should we talk about this anyway?
And now, hear from Naive. What did you buy?
Here are the things. Well, the Pebble Time. I assume I'm going to get the Pebble Time.
You will. Pebble's for real.
And the Build Upon Light Brick. So if you look at my screen, you can see what I have, all my updates. So you know that you had to go through Kickstarter to pick your band for...
Oh, you bought an Albert Einstein font?
No, this is to scroll through and see what's
see.
The
These
newest.
Are other things.
So this is...
Oh, this is the Kickstarter app.
Yeah, it's the app.
Oh, I get
Remember AppCap? So I look through.
Oh, this is new. I like this.
So, yeah, you can click and see. Ooh, look at that. So you think they're going to make that?
You don't know.
You got to take a risk.
Most of the time.
It's a Kickstarter staff pick.
Most of the time, you will. But understand that sometimes what happens is these are people who have never made something sometimes. And so they can have very high hopes, but really not have the capability of delivering it. Mm-hmm. That's why you're safe on the Pebble, because they've made Pebbles.
Right.
In a way, really, when you're buying the Pebble Time, you're buying, it is a store. Mm-hmm. There's not much risk there. But if you're buying something from a company that's never made anything before, you're taking a little bit of a risk. You should be aware
of it. So you have paid money for items that you never got. We should do that on the screensavers to get your money back. Consumer.
The one that comes to mind was one of the first Kickstarters I ever supported, so I know I'm never getting anything because it's like 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm.
It was called Dice Age. It was a new dice game.
Oh.
And they were making these cute little dice, and I never got anything.
Well, let's think positively.
I'm still waiting for a few things I've ordered on Kickstarter.
And there were some negative reviews of the app. People said that their emoji translation project. How could that be fake?
people need to be aware. Kickstarter is very clear about this. It's not a store. Right. You're giving money to support a project. There's no guarantee you will get anything back.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were some complaints in the reviews. People said that it didn't take when they used Apple Pay, but it worked for me. I got an email confirming.
Although, again, very risky for me because I'm a Kickstarter sucker.
Yeah. Are you going to do the emoji translation project?
No, that's not what I'm going to fall for. I wouldn't mind an Einstein font, though.
Mm.
That's kind of cool. It's like, why do they need to raise money for that? How expensive could it be to make an Einstein font, unless the Einstein estate sues them.
True.
So you're going to get, how much is the Einstein?
$15. That's not
bad.
You get
postcards.
You get postcards for $25. You get the typeface.
That's what I want. How much? Yes. That's
$25.
$25.
Estimated delivery, June. Mm.
That's soon.
Mm-hmm. When's your birthday?
June.
Is it really? You just said that.
No.
Let's see. I lied.
I just want gifts.
So that's my app.
Okay, and I'm going to install that, although it could be very deadly.
It could. It could
be very, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm still
So this app isn't new, and I think we probably even talked about it when it came out. You remember the TV show, the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary TV show? It was so great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And it went on for 4 years or something. It's like somebody said the show took longer than the Saturday Night Live. It went on and on. It was 4 hours or something. It was really long. Then they announced, and by the way, there's an SNL app where you can see anything in any of the 40 years. It's free from NBC. but it was iPhone only. And I was old. I put it on the iPhone, but now they've put out, they just put it out this week, the iPad version of the app. Somebody's got to explain that you don't watch TV shows sideways.
Oh, really? And it's only portrait,
well, let's see. So this is a promotional vehicle, obviously. Maybe later I'll log in. But this is kind of fun. So you pick the era that is your favorite. So which is
your favorite? I mean, I guess the '70s. But
There were some there were some eras nobody remembers. But Wayne's World, early '80s, Eddie Murphy.
That was like the staying up Saturday night.
Marvelous. Yeah. Of course, Saturday Night Live. I was the target audience for that when it launched in 1975, and I watched it religiously. Remember the bees? No, you don't. You weren't even born yet.
I remember the Coneheads.
So pick a decade.
80s.
80s.
Eddie Murphy.
80s. Eddie Murphy.
Oh,
no.
Wait, that was the 70s.
By the way, this isn't going to lock you in.
Okay, 80s.
Early 80s. So now you get to watch stuff like commercial parodies. This is so much fun. I don't know why. Ah, there it is. Now it's... There it is. There's Eddie Murphy's bottom. So if you're a fan of Saturday Night Live, I have to say... Saturday Night Live was always hit or miss, right?
Right.
Sometimes there was really bad stuff. It's very much like us. It's the way TV
That's
is.
That's what I always think when we bomb. I'm like, well, just like Saturday Night Live. Sometimes you're good. Sometimes you're not.
But, you know, who wouldn't want to, for instance, see the more cowbells? I don't know how I can stop this.
That was the 90s, right?
Yeah, but you don't have... Okay, so you pick a decade, and then it's going to give you clips. Let's get out of this. How do we get... Help me.
A lot of iPad apps. I was having the same thing, too. There's no... Yeah, how you get out of there?
You don't know?
You're stuck.
Oh, Fernando's Hideaway. I did enjoy this one. You look marvelous. That's Billy Crystal.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's Ringo Starr. Barbara Bachman. This is very much like triangulation.
My guest. It is.
Okay. Log in with Facebook to share this clip. Not now. No.
Now.
I'm in the middle of a show here. I want to go. I want to do a search. Somehow we got to James Brown's celebrity hot tub party, which is
that's where we always go.
It is
go.
Great. I have to say, it is. You picked a good era because Eddie Murphy was just a genius.
He really was.
And it's fun to see these old clips.
Yeah, it brings it all
so,
back. It was
like
so,
I said.
I was such a child.
You
so
were such a kid, huh?
But I stayed up. Saturday Night Live.
God, was he
great. Saturdays.
He could do anything. That's Eddie Murphy. I don't know how I would get out of this, though. Maybe rewind. I don't know. Golly. I had the same problem. You know, I was hoping they'd fix this. I don't want to stream it on Facebook. I was hoping they'd fix this. I have the same problem. Once you get in a decade, I don't know exactly how to get out. Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, though. Fun.
Oh, yeah.
So it feels like there should be.
No,
I don't. How? Help me. There's a back button bottom left.
Back button.
Where
is the back button?
That's that. I keep hitting that.
Try that.
All that does is restart the video.
Oh.
Try shrinking in the lower right.
In the lower right? No, that's not the shrink. Is that the shrink? Okay. Oh, you got it. Now I got the hamburger. Oh, thank God.
thank God.
But let's
Zach
see. Like,
here.
If you want to do cowbell, if you want to do the classic cowbell, you can search for it and then immediately go
there
to the class. See, so I'm telling you. You don't want to watch 40 years of Saturday Night Live episodes. You want to watch a few great moments, and they're all in here. And they're free. So I have to say, I love this. You know, Saturday Night Live was as a cultural phenomenon every decade.
Mm-hmm.
It influenced with catchphrases, amazing skits and stuff. So the ability to have this on your iPad, to me, is just great. You do need internet access. These are all streaming clips. You're not downloading them. But it is so great. I really love it.
Yeah, so many actors. Will Ferrell, Tina Fey.
Tina Fey? So many people, right? You can search by popular. You can explore if you are a younger person, you didn't see some of the older stuff. Or you can just search for those. Start with cowbell.
Yeah. We will never, ever be bored as a people again.
No, because exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what's so great about the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We will never be bored as a people again.
As a people, we won't. So I think that's it. What do you think? This is our last official iPad-only.
Is it? Like next week we're going to have... Because it's we're just waiting for new artwork.
Right, yes. Your watch just said it's time to go.
It chimed.
That might have been my computer.
It chimed. No, no, no.
Something with you?
It was Lisa. Didn't vibrate. Just chimed.
Huh.
I have to say, I think the chimes are really nice on the watch.
Yeah.
It's
piercing. It goes right through you. Did you feel it? Did you hear it?
I heard it, yeah. For sure. Yes.
You can't miss the chime.
Yeah.
But I don't get a vibration, which was kind of odd.
All right. All that.
Maybe it knows I don't respect it as a watch.
I think that you disrespect it a little bit too much. I'm going to go out and say that. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know. I mean, just you either.
Did you hear something?
Give it to me.
Did you hear
something?
I
heard it. Yeah. I heard it.
I didn't feel anything, though. It wasn't like somebody tapping me. Mm-hmm. I want that.
All right, so I guess that's it for iPad Today. You can write to us at iPadToday@twit.tv, and you can also call us.
You hear that?
I heard it.
I felt it that time.
Yeah, you should have the iPad Today email on there, and then
I would know when emails come in. Mm-hmm. Good ding.
You can call us at 757-504-iPad. Give us your feedback. We want to hear it. I think that's it.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time. Next week, we do this
every
Monday. We do at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time. 2000. How do you say that? 2000. 2000. 2000.
11:05.
UTC.
Every week, 11:05.
Actually, why don't I just say 1999 UTC? You can never forget that.
No.
On live.twit.tv. If you don't watch live, you can always get on the demand. On the demand after the fact.
Twit.tv/IPT.
IPT.
Watch it there.
It's great.
Subscribe.
You'll love it.
Use your favorites. It's free. This. Totally
it
free.
It costs you nothing.
Nothing.
Just your time that you'll never get back again.
Mm-hmm. These are the droids you've been looking for.
Goodbye.
May the fourth be with you.
Now you know why we howl.
May the fourth be with you.
We need punctuation. Mm-hmm. It's over.